Alistair, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, not too bad.
We're waiting on Brendan Reeves coming through to the end of the stage right now. I'm waiting to give you a time just to let you know. As I say, he was only a second up on the fifth split, so he must be near the end of the stage just now. Decent rally for you?
Yeah, it's been good. The first night was very tough in the dark, and the conditions were quite slippy. But thankfully, we kept our noses clean. We had a really good time on the fourth stage. And yesterday morning, I think, we seemed to go really well in the really muddy conditions.
Was that tactical, Alistair? Because you smashed them on the one stage, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we took 30 seconds out of anybody on over one of the 26 kilometres. But the rhythm seemed to be good, and my driving technique seemed to work on the really slippy stuff, and it seemed to work well.
And what's it like swapping between the R2 Fiesta and the S2000 car? I know you were doing it last year, of course. This is your second year in the academy. But, you know, is it easy? Do you need a test to get your head around the other car? How does it work for you?
Yeah, I feel we certainly need a test. We have a test lined up on Wednesday at home. The Super 2000 car is so nimble compared to the R2 car, and there's just that bit more power to play with.
I've got a time for him. He's lost half a second to you on that final stage. So I think that's it, Alistair, isn't it?
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Pleasure. Well done.
Thank you. Cheers.
There we are. Fantastic. So that's a great run by Alistair Fisher there. Brendan Reeves has come in half a second slower. Am I still with you, Alistair, or am I back with Chris?
You're back with Chris. He was just his text message was going off on his iPhone there, and his phone was ringing.
Is he pleased?
I think so. Yeah, he's just taking some phone calls right now, so he's got a big smile on his face.
Fantastic. Yeah. There we are. That was great, wasn't it? A decent chat with Alistair Fisher there, live on World Rally Radio. That's our winner of the first round of the WRC Academy this year. Great job by him. That is good. Looking forward to the Circuit of Ireland next weekend. Of course, you'll be able to follow that on Rally Radio. Julian Porter, I think, will be over there for IRC Ireland. And looking forward to seeing how Alistair Fisher gets on. Craig Breen, of course, as well in the 207, the latest evolution of that. Can't wait to see how Craig gets on. Not such a cracking weekend down here for the SWRC, but that's Craig's in with two manufacturers, and it's boding well for his future. So excited about that. Is Brendan there now? Can we get Brendan, Chris?
Yeah, Brendan's just pulled forward to go and congratulate Alistair. Just Alistair's co-driver was just having a chat to you live on air there, and let's just run down the road and go and talk to Brendan.
Chris, if you can, give him the headphones again. I'll have a quick chat with him. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course. He's just stepped out of the car, so he's just taking his helmet off. So I'll pass the headset over to him. Brendan, great to see you. Andrew Coley's in the studio. He wants to congratulate you. So just one second, let me pop the headphones on you. How's it going, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm good, Brendan. How are you? All right?
Oh, over the moon. Like, as you know, we've worked so hard to be here and get seconds. Just awesome. Thanks to the family back home for putting so much on the line. And, yeah, it's a great start to the year.
Oh, well done. Well, you're live on the radio, mate. It's fantastic. We wanted just to congratulate you on a great job. It's been a very, very tricky rally, hasn't it?
It has. Like, yesterday it was just a circus out there. No one knew what was going on. And, look, we've only done, say, 9 on stages, but it's still been tough. And Alistair's done a great job as well. And Ryan and I have a team have improved a lot this year, and it's looking like big things for the rest of the year.
Fantastic. Well done, mate. What's the plan now? When are you heading back home? Are you sticking around, or when are you going back home, and when are you going to be over here for your academy season?
Yeah, we're heading back home tomorrow. I've got to test the car on Wednesday. I'm doing Targa Tasmania. It's a massive event back in Australia. It's 620Ks long. So I've got that, and then I'll be back the week before Greece to do the FIA Institute. That's in Austria.
Yeah.
And then Greece. So it's going to be a busy time for us.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, is that the Mazda you're doing the Targa Tasmania with?
Yeah, it's with Mazda Australian and RX-8SP. So we come third in the last rally, so we'll be looking for a podium again.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right, Brendan, look, I'll let you go on your way. Safe journey home, mate, and stay in touch. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for the support.
No worries. It's a pleasure. Take care. Bye now. So we're going to try and grab a word, hopefully. If there's any chance we could have a word with Pontus Tiedemann, that would be great, thank you.
Yeah, no point.
We don't need you now, you're fired.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm just going to hang up my headphones at the stop line, and is Pontus just coming towards us? Is he going to pull over just a minute? Yep, Pontus is here.
Has he got his lid off? If he has, it'd be great to have a chat with him.
Do you want me to pass the headphones over?
Yeah,
to you
one more time. It's just the podium. It would be great to chat to the podium guys for this first of the academy. Pontus, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
How are you? Well done. Brilliant job.
Yeah, we're quite happy. We lost too much, after rain yesterday. So today we just drive smoother through it. So good experience.
I saw your last tweet. You said that you were going to go go steady through the stage and secure the podium. So you're happy with the result, I guess.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. It's my first race here in the Academy, and we learn a lot of the car, and yeah, good points. So try to come back harder in Greece.
Fantastic. Well, Pontus, very well done. A safe journey home after the rally, and we'll look forward to seeing you later in the season.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Bye. There we are, Pontus Tiedemann. So that is the WRC Academy live for you on World Rally Radio. Interviews with all three of the drivers, Alistair Fisher and Daniel Barrett taking the first place there. Brendan Reeves and Rhiannon Smythe in second, and Pontus Tiedemann in the third place. Ford Fiesta R2s, of course, all run by M Sport. Great job there by those three guys. A very, very tricky rally for all of the Academy runners. Extremely slippery conditions yesterday. Cancelled stages and rerouted road sections. Congratulations to Alistair Fisher, Brendan Reeves and Pontus Tiedemann, who make up the podium of the World Rally Academy here in Portugal for round one.